100 times over. The energy, the excitement around campus has been second to none. I think when we can marry those things together, some good things might happen.
That is Brett Bielema. This is The Zone, and we appreciate you listening, coming to you live today from Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Little Rock, Arkansas. Actually in Benton, technically. Just down the road from the capital city, we are here at exit 121, the Alcoa Road exit, for those of you who are looking for us and looking for deals. You don't have to go far from the capital city to come find us. We are very convenient to all of Central Arkansas. Justin Akery, soon to be joined by Christian Kane of KATV, who just about now, I'm guessing, is getting off on said exit 121. So look forward to visiting with Chris, who will be with me and others, 70,000-plus in Fayetteville this weekend, watching the Razorbacks hopefully earn an opening season win over the University of Louisiana, as they prefer to be called nowadays. We are going to talk to Jay Walker, who is the voice of the Raging Cajuns, coming up at 11:30 today. We'll get his thoughts on the upcoming season for a team favored to win the Sun Belt Conference, along with their cross-state rivals, the University of Louisiana Monroe, a team that opens with the University of Oklahoma. So certainly no easy task for the Warhawks either, a team that, of course, will live in Razorback fan infamy by winning at War Memorial Stadium, one of the most disappointing losses for Razorback fans the world over. But I think I'm assuming we will not soon forget, but I think we can all agree, too, that there were probably a number of things that could have happened differently on behalf of the Razorback coaching staff that could have changed the outcome of that game. As dramatic as it was and what a big boost it was for Louisiana Monroe, we certainly would have loved to have seen the Razorbacks come out on top of that one. We don't have to wait that long for football, though, because we're going to be on the UCA campus in just a couple of days. We'll be up there previewing their game with Incarnate Word, a team that most folks around here probably don't know a lot about. It's a team down in the San Antonio area. It's a team that will be a full-fledged member of the Southland Conference in the not-too-distant future as well. So that's a school you'll be hearing a lot more about. And a little side note to them, of course, is that they have the former Heisman Trophy winner, Ricky Williams, the running back from Texas, on their staff. And he, I assume, will be in town. He actually is pulling double duty this fall. He's been a part of the broadcast team for the University of Texas, his alma mater, for some time. He is going to continue his duties there, but also serving as the running backs coach, hoping that he can pass on some of what he's learned over the years in both the collegiate level and also in the NFL to some young folks at Incarnate Word. And if you're a running back there, what a great thrill to be working and taught by a Heisman Trophy winner, despite the fact, of course, that he does have a little bit of a sordid past with some issues over the years, but a great talent nonetheless, and an interesting guy, very introspective, certainly a unique cat, I think is a safe way to put it, with Ricky Williams. But if you're an Incarnate Word running back, I would think what a great opportunity to spend some time. Anyway, so I'm assuming he'll be in Conway on Thursday. Look forward to getting that game underway. And we'll be broadcasting it, of course, on our sister station, the Heartbeat 106.7, where you can carry or catch all of the Bear games this fall. And a select few of those will be on the Buzz as well. We also have the Clint Conk Show coming up a week from Thursday. We'll be doing it live from somewhere in Colorado, because the Bears go on the road the second week. ASU and UAPB, we have an in-state game to start the season as well, with the Red Wolves hosting the Golden Lions, a couple of teams that won conference titles last year. A lot more changes in Jonesboro in the offseason than there have been down in Pine Bluff. We did visit with Coach Coleman a while back, and going to be fun to see those two get it on the field. And, of course, Coach Coleman has the unique experience of facing his son, who's a slated in as a linebacker for Arkansas State this coming fall. And really interesting schedule for Arkansas State. We haven't talked a lot about it, but that's a team that's got a couple of weekday games for those who can't miss things on Friday or Saturday, and you get tied up on the weekends. You get a chance to catch a couple of home games. They have Troy in the third week of the season, I think, at home on a Thursday, and then a Tuesday game against the University of Louisiana, the team that Arkansas opens up against. And we are working to put something together to go up there on that Tuesday night. I think that'll be a lot of fun. And having had a chance to go to Jonesboro and watch UCA play up there a couple of years ago, it's a good place to catch a game, and I hope that folks will pack the stadium, especially on those Thursday and Tuesday night games, when you get a chance to showcase your stadium and your environment to a national audience when you're the only show in town. So people are, obviously, as we know, so college football hungry that when you get an opportunity to check a game out, you will watch it, even if it's a team you don't necessarily have a huge interest in. So if you're watching in other parts of the country, it's a chance for ASU and their fans to showcase what has turned into a very successful program in the last few years, and hopefully Coach Harsin can continue that. Looking forward to being in Fayetteville. You heard from from Coach Bielema there. Not exactly sure what to expect this weekend, and until you see these guys in the line of fire against what is a very talented University of Louisiana team. Arkansas, a 10.5-point favorite, of course, over the Raging Cajuns. But certainly going to be a great challenge. One of the better, I think, you know, most competitive games when you look at season openers. Arkansas has won several in a row now. But when you look at truly competitive games, not necessarily games that are intriguing, because certainly the USC games with Arkansas were intriguing to start the season a few years ago. Those did not turn out very well for Arkansas, though. Even with a very good Arkansas team that ended up with 10 wins, they could beat 50-14. And that was the second time Arkansas played. I think we all remember how it went the first one, with a 70-17 beatdown and a non-bowl appearance for that particular Arkansas team. Vastly improved the following year, a 10-win season, and they rattled off a number of games in a row before, actually 10 in a row, before losing the final three of the season, including that bowl game to Wisconsin. But you go through, and look, the Troy game was a reasonably competitive, solid Troy team that year. Arkansas beats them 48-26. I don't think there was that much anticipation there. The Western Illinois game in 2008, by Petrino's first year, you go back to that opener. That was a game that nobody was excited about, if my recollection serves. They had a very good running back, though, and it was one of the better teams in FCS football that year. And Arkansas had to play, make a couple of plays late to win that game 28-24, in a 5-7 season. Before the next year, of course, Arkansas opens with a Missouri State game. Not much of a matchup there. Arkansas blows them out by 38. Tennessee Tech the next year. Arkansas 44-3 winner, and Missouri State again the next year in 2011, 51-7. Even last year, a team that was very much disappointed from a national perspective and one of the most embarrassing and surprising losses in Razorback history, the ULM loss on September 8th. But Arkansas did open the season with a comfortable victory over Jacksonville State. Although I will say, 49-24 the final, there were a lot of people raising some red flags after that game, thinking, man, there might be more things to worry about. We were all a little bit concerned, even knowing that Jacksonville State had athletes and had some things going for it. I think a lot of Razorback fans were concerned after that opening game last year. And, of course, it was a precursor of the fall that was about to come in a big, big way the following week, unfortunately, as Arkansas got a very dismal, disappointing season underway. For Brett Bielema, a lot of success. He is 44-5 all-time in home games as a head coach. He is 7-0 all-time in season opening games as a head coach, including 5-0 when opening the season at home. So hopefully that record continues this week as Arkansas takes on a very talented University of Louisiana team. It's also the 75th anniversary of Razorback Stadium, which, of course, has undergone a ton of changes over the years and continues to undergo changes, both, you know, within the stadium itself and on the periphery with different structures around there to help serve the fans and the players and the coaches better. 1938, 27-7 win over Oklahoma A&M. Arkansas all-time at Razorback Stadium, 166-81-2. And any recollections from opening day from fans? Also, you know, Brett Bielema, we're going to play a clip here in just a second. Brett Bielema talking a lot about the game day atmosphere, and it's something that he has talked a lot about, and certainly he's coming from a place that has fantastic game day atmosphere at Wisconsin, and that the jump around when they play the song and the fans all get into it. You know, you need to find something unique that Arkansas can sort of latch onto. Hopefully they can find that. Hopefully they can improve the game day atmosphere. It's something a lot of folks have been concerned about. If anybody has any ideas, love to hear from you today at 433-1037, 1-800-477-1037. You can also email us, thezone at 1037thebuzz.com. What would you like to see done at Razorback games, whether it's in Fayetteville or Little Rock? What would you like to see done to improve the game atmosphere? Do you think it needs improving? Are you okay with it? Is there something more you'd like to see, less of something else? So we'd love to hear from you today on that. Here's Brett Bielema. Matt, let's play cuts 3 and 4 back-to-back. He's talking about the game day situation, and certainly there are some changes for his players, I'm assuming, because they'll do things a little bit differently under the new coaching staff. But I know he's talking about atmosphere as well.
You know, it really doesn't feel any different for me. Obviously, different environment, different setting, walk into a new facility. Got a new coaching staff. I think that probably is where all my thoughts are, really, more than anything. Excitement. We're going to change some things game day wise. You're going to see some new things. Really try to embrace some traditions of old. We'll run out through the A, but different. We're trying to be a lot more interactive with the student section in particular. I've asked for some things to be created. I really like the fact that our student section is called the trough. We want to appeal to that with our players to make sure they connect with the students that they go to school with on a daily basis, kind of build that up. I'd like to increase some things. You know, I know we got a great crowd. I know they're full of energy. 3 o'clock, they got a couple hours of tailgating in them that they should be full of fun if we give them that product. And just a little thing, we might do a modified hog call anytime. I wanted something on defense where we can kind of hang our hat. So when our when we're going against an opponent and it's third down, I'd like to get that crowd as loud as we can to make it very, very difficult to make any checks at the line of scrimmage, any post-snap communication, something I know this crowd's very, very capable of doing. I unfortunately will be. I really have no recollection any game I've ever coached in other than what's going on in the game. You know, I wear a double muffed headset, but it I guess that kind of muffles out everything in a way. But a lot of people have asked me, what do you think about? I really, when I'm in the tunnel, I'm thinking about the coin toss. I'm thinking about, we win the toss, we lose the toss, what's our action? I mean, I've gone over it by that time several times in my head, but one of the great advices I've ever took during my coaching career was for a head coach, you always have to be ahead of the game. So we may be, you know, second and eight, but I'm already thinking about third down. I'm actually thinking about what the punt situation is going to be. Are we going to pooch? Are we backed up? Are we going to, you know, use a certain style of punt? Whatever it is, I've got to be that way. Otherwise, I think I'm a disservice to the team.
Pat Bielema, talking about all things game day. And again, until you get with your guys under fire, it's going to be interesting to see how it goes. We are at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Benton, exit 121, and we encourage you to come by and see us. And all their specials, new car inventory, pre-owned vehicles, all kinds of information about service and repairs, things of that nature, go to Landers.com, and you can find information for all their stores, including the Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram store. We are hanging out today, and we'll get Kevin and hopefully Rodney, if he's around today, on with us to talk about all the cool deals they've got going here and what's coming up. And certainly Kevin, a very passionate Razorback fan. I know he's excited. He's got his Razorback red shirt on today, so I know he's fired up about the upcoming season. Let's go ahead and take a call here before we take our first time out. It's 10:19. Hogsleeve, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, buddy.
You know, I really wouldn't change much about the game day atmosphere. It's really all around a good occasion. I did have a question, though. Do you know if there's a family-friendly place that might be showing the game where I could take my kids and we could eat and, you know, where kids would be allowed there, too?
Boston's?
Yeah, I was going to say, you're talking about here in Little Rock?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we have our official game day party is always Boston's, which is out by the airport. And
all
Roger
right.
Scott will be holding it down. And if Roger Scott ain't family-friendly, I don't know what is.
Kids like pizza, right?
Kids do like pizza.
I don't know a kid that doesn't.
Yeah.
Well, they got great
there,
pizza.
They've got a good pizza. They've got a lot of other options, too, there. I heard the morning guys talking about salmon this morning. They got really good salmon and a lot of good salads and other stuff, too. So, yeah. If you're
That's out by the airport?
Yes, sir. It's at the, what is it, the, I should know.
I think it's Holiday Inn, isn't it? It used to be Bobby Sox back in the day.
Okay,
yeah.
I got you.
Ton of TVs, well, great service, great folks out there. And yeah, Roger Scott will be out there every single game day, so I hope you'll. If you were looking for a place, you will certainly be pleased to be out there, I promise you.
Well, wonderful job, Justin, and I just got to say one thing. Go home.
Amen. Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
All right.
All right, take care. Let's go, Matt. Let's go ahead and take our time out here a little bit early, and hopefully Chris will be here in just a few minutes. I don't have the information, for some reason, on my notes here, but I do know the Boston's will be rocking on Saturday with our buddy Roger Scott and company, so get out there. We are at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. When we come back, we will tell you what's going on here. If you went in today, 433-1037 or 1-800-477-1037. You want to talk game day atmosphere. You have a question for the play-by-play voice of the University of Louisiana Raging Cajuns. We'd love to hear from you on that as well. We've got Jay Walker coming up at 11:30. And then at 11 o'clock, as usual, Jim Harris will join us this Tuesday. Get his thoughts on the upcoming season. Talk about some of the games we'll be picking this weekend as well. There are some great opening weekend matchups this week as well.